I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Well, I've got a really good question from Sarah this week, and it's a question I get asked quite a lot in my normal practice as well. And that question is, how can I make my partner love me? Now, Sarah writes that she has been dating somebody for the past few months. It's a relatively new relationship, and she thinks she's fallen in love with her new partner, but she's not sure that he feels the same and wants to know, how can I make him fall in love with me? Well, the short answer is that you can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. You can't make anybody fall in love with you. But if you want to make the likelihood of that happening, then we need to start learning to love ourselves properly. And let me explain what I mean by that. Far too many of us, and I have been guilty of this in the past myself as well, far too many of us depend upon somebody else for our personal happiness. And we tell ourselves, when I meet the right person, I will be happy. When I lose X number of pounds, I'll be happy. When I get that new job, I'll be happy. When I have that new car, buy those new clothes, get fit and toned, then I will be happy. And we often do that because something is missing within our lives, or we feel that something is missing within our lives. And when we are in that place of expecting external things to make us happy, we project that onto our partner or our future partner. And they pick up on this energy. I know I've talked about this before, but it really is about us sort of giving out the energy that we want people to receive. And we pick up on other people's energy as well. How often have you walked into a room or seen somebody walk into a room and say, well, they cut the energy or the atmosphere like a knife? And it's the same with our day-to-day sort of our day-to-day interactions with each other. If we're happy, the other person feels happy. If we feel annoyed and a bit sullen and we act in an annoyed or a sullen way, the other person is going to respond similarly. And the same goes for our love life, for our intimate relationships. If we are not feeling great about ourselves, our partner picks up on it. And quite often, depending on your partner, it will depend how they interpret that. They could interpret it with great maturity and say, they're obviously not feeling so great about themselves. It's got nothing to do with me. So I will just let them deal with this stuff and be there for them. Alternatively, and what is more likely, is that they will respond by saying, oh, they're in a really strange place. They're in a really strange mood. It must be something I have done. Therefore, I need to keep my distance so that I don't upset them or annoy them anymore. And then we start this perpetual circle of one person thinking that the other person is not happy with them. So the other person then thinks that person's not happy with me. And we keep doing things that are actually repelling our partner rather than drawing them closer to us. Now, one of the best things we can do, and I have touched on this in previous weeks, is to actually learn how to enjoy being ourselves. And there's a reason why the last letter of my kinky acronym, Y, stands for yourself and being yourself. When we are truly ourselves, when we are doing the things that we love, when we are wearing the clothes we love, expressing ourselves the way we like to express ourselves, whether for ladies that's through hair color, through makeup, through clothes, or for men, come to that. However we choose to express ourselves, however we choose to be ourselves, if we are suppressing any part of that for our potential partner or our existing partner, they will pick up on it. Now, some people spend a lifetime in relationships where they are suppressing who they really are. I don't need to tell you that those are not healthy relationships. Those actually are quite abusive relationships. I know I spent a very, very long time in a number of abusive relationships suppressing who I am. And the research shows, my personal lived experience, the experience of my many clients shows that the moment we start to suppress parts of who we are to please our partner is the moment we become unhappy and miserable. Whereas when we start to embrace ourselves and embrace all of the things we love, embrace who we are with all of our imperfections and our dark side, our shadow side, then our partner, the ideal partner, the perfect partner, if you like, becomes more attracted to us. Now, I'm not going to talk about any more of this right now. Let's go to some music and I'll talk a little bit more about it in just a few moments. Thanks, Andy. What a great song. Okay, so how can I make my partner love me? Or perhaps we need to rephrase that and say, how can I start to love me more and become more of myself so my partner will fall in love with who I really truly am at my absolute core? Now, I'm going to give you a really simple method. If you read any sort of personal development at all, you will probably have come across this. I have used this to great effect with clients. I've used it to great effect with teenagers in schools. I've used it to great effect with myself and my son. This is a really, really simple technique, but it is quite powerful. And what I'm going to say is find yourself a clean jar or pot or tub. And I like to use stacks of post-it notes. Other notes are available. And at the end of every day, on each note, write down one thing that has been good about that day. And on another note, write down one thing that you like about yourself that day. Now, it might be something physical, it might be emotional, or it might be something that you have done. And try and fill three post-it notes or have 3 points. Pop those in your jar, in your pot, in your tub, and put them aside. And repeat that for a minimum of 7 days, ideally for a month. And once you've done it for a month, go back and look at some of the things you've written down. And what that will do is give you a really good evidence base of things that are good about your life and good about yourself. When we read those, we start to change our physiology as well as our psychology, because we then have evidence that there are good things about us. Now, I have used this even when I have been in the depths of despair. And I write about that in my books, which I'm not going to go into here, but you can find out more if you want to by going to deb-morgan.com, and my books are available there. This is a really simple technique that got me to a stage of really, really hating myself, to absolutely loving who I am and then going on to attract the strongest, healthiest, and most robust relationship I have ever had. And that's a practice that I have shared with hundreds of people, predominantly women, but hundreds of people who have chosen to work with me. And it's a practice I shared in schools when I was working in schools to help teenagers deal with any anxiety they had about their appearance, etc. Give it a go. Let me know how you get on. I would love to hear your feedback and email the show, andy@theloveshow.co.uk. Let us know how you get on with it. You've got 7 days from now. Thanks, Andy. I'll catch up with you next week.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.